A woman draped in classical robes holds a torch aloft. Columbia. A Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. An American flag is being buffeted by the wind.
Oh, America. I wish I could tell you that this was still America. But I've come to realize that you can't have a country without people. And there are no people here.
Wobbly, handheld footage of a disaster-stricken Washington, D.C. A hulking figure in a blood-stained suit leaps on the camera person and tears at their flesh with gore-splattered teeth.
No, my friends. This is now the United States of Zombieland. It's amazing how quickly things can go from bad to total shitstorm. And why am I alive when everyone around me has turned to meat? It's because of my list of rules. Rule number one for surviving Zombieland? Cardio. When the virus struck, for obvious reasons, the first ones to go were the fatties.
Tackled at the 30-yard line.
Poor fat bastard. But as the infection spread and the chaos grew, it wasn't enough to just be fast on your feet. You had to get a gun and learn how to use it. Which leads me to my second rule, the double tap. In those moments when you're not sure the undead are really dead, don't get all stingy with your bullets. I mean, one more clean shot to the head. And this lady could have avoided becoming a human Happy Meal. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. It wasn't long before the zombies began to get clever. When you're at your most vulnerable, somehow they could just smell it.
Can't a guy take a dumper in peace?
On the toilet.
Don't let them catch you with your pants down. Rule number three, beware of bathrooms. As zombies began to outnumber humans, well, that's when you had to cut all emotional ties. If the girls in your neighborhood are now fucked up little monsters, well, maybe it's time to stop driving carpool.
Suburban princesses chase a minivan.
You had to focus on your own survival, which leads to rule number four. Pretty basic.
The minivan plows into a pickup truck, and the driver flies through the windscreen.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Slow motion zombie attacks. Columbia Pictures presents: a zombie in an orange jumpsuit watches a prison guard fall from a tower. Another spews a fountain of almost black blood. In association with Relativity Media, a Pariah production, a woman spills a pink milkshake as she runs for her life. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin. Riot police hold back zombies with their shields. A blood-spattered bride lunges at her new husband on their wedding day. Zombieland. A man in a suit clutching a handful of cash runs away from a topless stripper drenched in gore. Another businessman on the run is desperately trying to keep his drink from spilling. A man and boy struggle to escape from the zombified fathers and sons chasing after them in a three-legged race. As his colleague attempts to extinguish a blaze, a firefighter runs away from a zombie engulfed by flames. A man in a white dinner jacket unloads an automatic rifle as a zombie bears down on him. Written by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. Directed by Ruben Fleischer.
That guy down there is me. I'm in Garland, Texas. And it may look like zombies destroyed it, but that's actually just Garland. It's been 2 months since Patient Zero took a bite of a contaminated burger at a Gas and Gulp. Just 2 months, and I might be the last non-cannibal freak in the country. I may seem like an unlikely survivor with all my phobias and irritable bowel syndrome, But I had the advantage of never having any friends or any close family. I survive because I play it safe and follow the rules. My rules.
Rule 3, beware of bathrooms. He hesitates by a door. A hunched zombie bursts out, trailing toilet paper. He takes a shot at another zombie by his car, then sets off running around a parking lot. Rule 1, cardio. He circles back to his car, but drops his keys. Still carrying his shotgun and with the two zombies on his heels, the young man does another lap of the petrol station parking lot. Rule 1, cardio.
Of course.
Back at his car, he remembers he'd left the door unlocked. He climbs in just in time and speeds away from the flinging zombies. The young man takes a moment to relax, but then a zombie pops up from the back seat. The car swerves and weaves before crashing into a low wall. The zombie flies headlong through a windscreen to a shop window. Rule 4, seatbelts.
Motherfucker.
The persistent zombie staggers to his feet and tries to climb through the broken windscreen. The young man switches on the wipers as he struggles to reload. He gets out of the car and stands over the writhing zombie. Rule 2, double tap.
On the bright side, I had found a place to go number 2. Another rule to surviving Zombieland, travel light. And I don't mean just luggage. I've always been kind of a loner. I avoided other people like they were zombies even before they were zombies. Now that they are all zombies, I kind of miss people. So I'm on my way from my college dorm in Austin, Texas, to Columbus, Ohio, where I'm hoping my parents are still alive. Even though we were never really close, it'd just be nice to see a familiar face, or any face that doesn't have blood dripping from its lips and flesh between its teeth.
Trudging along a freeway scattered with dozens of abandoned and ruined vehicles, he hears a sound behind him and looks back. Racing towards him is a large black SUV with a snowplow on the front and number 3 painted on the side. It clips a car and speeds down a grassy bank to cross onto another carriageway. The young man crouches down behind a small car, but the SUV comes to a halt just a few meters ahead of him. He uprights a small motorcycle and rests the shotgun on the seat to take aim at the number 3 on the driver's side door. The door opens and a figure in cowboy boots steps out. The rugged, middle-aged man removes a pair of sunglasses and tosses them back into the car before pulling a sawn-off shotgun from a holster strapped to his thigh. They aim their weapons at each other, the young man's shotgun shaking uncontrollably. The stranger steadily holds his gaze. Suddenly, the young man takes a trembling hand off his shotgun and sticks out a thumb, asking for a lift. The stranger jerks his head towards the vehicle, and the young man wheels his suitcase round to the passenger side. The stranger kicks over the motorbike.
Thank you.
Rule 31, check the back seat.
What are you looking for?
Nothing, I just have this list.
No one back there but my duffel bag.
What's your name?
Stop. No names. Keeps us from getting too familiar.
You almost knocked over your alcohol with your knife. It's okay. You don't have to.
No. Where are you headed?
Columbus. You?
Tallahassee.
The young man throws his out the window.
Boss?
No. One for me. One and done, I always say. I said that once. You know, Tallahassee and Columbus are both, east.
So?
So? Tallahassee? You want to stick together? At least for a while?
Here's the deal, Columbus. I'm not easy to get along with, and I'm sensing you're a bit of a bitch. So, I gave this relationship to about Texarkana.
Really? Yeah, you'll take me as far as Texarkana.
You're a peppy little spitfuck, aren't you?
You might want to buckle up, you know, for safety.
I can tell already you are going to get on my nerves.
Even though teaming up wasn't my style, I figured I'd be safer with Tallahassee. You see, he was in the ass-kicking business, and...
Business is good.
It became quickly apparent, however, that he did have one weakness. What are we doing here?
Well, take a look. It's a goddamn hostess truck.
Yeah, I see that. A hostess truck. So what?
I could use a Twinkie.
It's at the bottom of a steep verge.
You coming?
Yes. Yeah. 1 second.
Rule 18.
Are you fucking with me?
No. You should actually limber up as well. Especially if we are going down that hill, it is very important.
I don't believe in it. You ever see a lion limber up before it takes down a gazelle?
Tallahassee nods meaningfully before they head down the grassy bank. Columbus aims his shotgun at the truck as the older man gives the back door an experimental kick before pulling it open. Hundreds of packaged pink cakes tumble out in a cascade.
Snowballs?
Yeah.
Snowballs? Where's the fucking Twinkies?
I like snowballs.
I hate coconut. Not the taste, the consistency.
Fresh.
Well, this Twinkie thing, it ain't over yet.
Hey, it's gonna be a bad time, but... I'm gonna take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Really?
Really.
Tallahassee practices his moves outside a restroom.
I know, again? So soon? What can I say? I have a case of chronic anxiety. Truth is, I was always kind of phobic. I found lots of things disturbing, like undertow or department store Santas, being alone with a baby. But the thing I fear more than anything, yes, even more than zombies, fucking clowns. When you're afraid of everything that's out there, you quit going out there. Which is what happened to me before Zombieland. Friday night, third straight week indoors, World of Warcraft, Leaning Tower of Pizza Boxes, Code Red Mountain Dew, Pride, nowhere. Dignity, long gone. Virginity, totally justifiable to speculate on.
Smooth.
My whole life, all I'd ever wanted was to find a girl and fall in love, bring her home to meet the folks. Then again, since my folks are a couple of paranoid shut-ins like me, maybe this girl could bring me home to her folks. And then I'd finally be a member of a cool, functional family.
408! Please, is anyone home? Please, it's an emergency!
I don't usually unlock my door to the sounds of panic, but my neighbor 406 is insanely hot. Okay,
okay. A young woman throws herself into his arms.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you!
Nice to meet you.
He pours fizzy drink from a can into a mug.
Here. Here you go.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah, Code Red. And here's some Golden Grahams. The Ziploc bag keeps them crisp. Okay. Keep that there. So, tell me what happened.
He was homeless and sick. And I was walking home from the bar, talking on my phone, and then he just came sprinting towards me. I mean, not running, sprinting. And I thought, you know, like maybe he was running from someone or after someone. The last time I saw him, he was still out there going crazy.
Drugs, maybe.
I didn't even tell you the worst part.
Yeah?
He tried to bite me.
You're right, that's the worst part.
Sorry. Just so scared.
No. You should be scared. A homeless man just tried to eat you. That's like the right kind of scared. That's reasonable scared. You know, I get scared for things that like don't make sense at all, like clowns with red noses, or like the rags they use to wipe down tables when you finish eating, like a chain restaurant.
Really?
Look, the point is, I'm here for you, okay? And as long as you are by my side, I am not leaving this apartment.
Do you mind if I just close my eyes for a minute?
No, of course. Of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Set aside the feverish, homeless cannibal. I'm living the dream. I had always, my whole life, wanted to brush a girl's hair over her ear.
Good night.
Good night.
He looks awkward as she settles onto his shoulder and sleeps.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
Columbus's hot neighbor has turned into a zombie.
Okay. Stop. What are you doing?
He backs away frantically as she lunges at him.
Stay back, 406, okay? I don't want to hurt you, but... Shit.
He drops the blender he was brandishing and flees to her bedroom. He slams the door on her leg and leans against it. Her foot twists and a piece of bone sticks out of the skin.
Oh my God, I am so fucking sorry.
In the bathroom, he falls to the floor, tangled in a shower curtain. She leaps on him. In the struggle, he wraps the curtain over her head and it pulls taut. She opens her mouth and her tongue bursts through the fabric, black and dripping with blood. He scrabbles for something to fend her off with, and after failing with a bag of cotton wool and a toilet roll, a face full of aerosol buys him enough time to scramble away. He grabs the porcelain lid of the toilet cistern and whacks her hard on the head.
You see, you just can't trust anyone. The first time I let a girl into my life and she tries to eat me.
The neighbor opens the bathroom door and moves menacingly towards him.
Please, listen to me. 406. If you're in there, you're just sick, okay?
Dragging her useless foot, the zombie lurches towards him. He's still holding the heavy cistern lid. Rule 2, double tap.
That was my first brush with the plague of the 21st century. Remember mad cow disease? Well, mad cow became mad person, became mad zombie. It's a fast-acting virus that left you with a swollen brain, a raging fever, that made you hateful, violent, and gave you a really, really bad case of the munchies.
All right, you steer, I'll push.
Okay.
A burnt-out car is blocking the road.
And I've heard there's a place that's untouched by all this crap.
Back east, yeah?
Yeah, you heard the same thing.
Out west, we hear it's back east. Back east, they hear it's out west. You know, it's all just nonsense. You know, you're like a penguin on the North Pole. Here's the South Pole. It's really nice this time of year.
There are no penguins on the North Pole.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
So what do you think?
Wait, the last time I laid some pipe?
Last time you went 20 toes. Put Percy in the playpen.
Who's Percy?
Wallpapered the closet, passed the gravy, went heels to Jesus.
Oh, made love.
Well, just sex.
3 weeks ago, yeah. In the back of an abandoned FedEx truck.
Yeah. Shut up.
No, I was headed east, she west. And we took shelter in the back of the truck. It was full of undelivered packages.
What was her name?
Beverly. Beverly Hills.
You dog.
So, what about you?
Me?
A zombie feeding.
Oh my God. It makes you sick. And it makes you sad. It makes you think if you can go back to the way things were right now, you know, you'd be out in the backyard, you know, trying to catch fireflies. And instead this. I mean, it makes you
hungry.
I'm worried about you.
Look, whatever you have waiting for you in Columbus, I promise you it ain't any prettier than our friend here enjoying her manwich.
Driving past, he opens his door and knocks her over.
Tallahassee had a sick sense of humor when it came to zombies. Zombies aren't the most lovable creatures, but he really hated them. In fact, the only thing he was more obsessed with than killing zombies was finding a Twinkie. Something about a Twinkie reminded him of a time not so long ago, when things were simple and not so fucking psychotic. It was like if he got a taste of that comforting childhood treat, the world would become innocent again and everything would return to normal.
What are you, prospecting? Jesus Christ. You are a dangerous man.
You're gonna risk our lives for a Twinkie?
There's a box of Twinkies in that grocery store. Not just any box of Twinkies, the last box of Twinkies that anyone will enjoy in the whole universe. Believe it or not, Twinkies have an expiration date. Someday very soon, life's little Twinkie gauge is gonna go empty. Time to nut up or shut up.
When Tallahassee goes Hulk on a zombie, he sets the standard for not to be fucked with. No fear, nothing to lose. What can I say? It's like art.
Tallahassee has armed himself with a baseball bat, some garden shears, and a banjo. An overweight zombie starts staggering towards them along an aisle.
You got a purty mouth.
He swings hard at the zombie's head, then savagely beats it with the banjo. Another zombie appears and chases Columbus, who slides on his knees in front of Tallahassee.
Don't swing! Swing!
He connects with the baseball bat.
Thank you.
You owe me.
You're incredible.
I know.
Yeah.
Twinkie. Whoa. Big horse.
Columbus offers his shotgun, but Tallahassee chooses to pull out the garden shears instead.
Come here, big fella. Just gonna take a little off the top.
A little later, the shears slide across the floor, leaving a crimson trail and dripping with blood.
Wow, these fellas really let themselves go.
And they're so fat.
I think we should probably just keep going.
A young woman spots them.
All I could think of was, what are the odds? Another marriageable woman to bring home to the folks.
Come quick.
Someone's ear is in danger of having hair brushed over it. Hey, I'll catch up. Rule number 22. When in doubt, know your way out.
Columbus joins Tallahassee and two young women in a storeroom.
They're sisters. The little one's been bitten. Act normal, trying not to freak her out.
Yeah.
Columbus, Wichita, Little Rock.
So you did all this for a Twinkie?
Oh, no, he did. I'm just kind of like a Sancho Panza character.
Look, I don't think she has long.
I know, and she knows this. We're just looking for a way out.
No. She's just a little girl.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Right, sorry. Look, I know that you're really sick. Wow. But your sister wants me to...
It's not her decision. Okay, it's mine. I made her promise. We already said goodbye, but I didn't have a gun.
Well, look, we don't know that there's definitely no cure, right?
Douglas! Give him the gun.
Reluctantly, Tallahassee takes it. Columbus turns his back. Tallahassee strokes Little Rock's hair, then takes aim.
Wait. I'll do it.
Wichita looks pleadingly at him until he hands over the shotgun. Columbus is standing some distance away, with his fingers in his ears. She kisses her sister on the forehead.
I love you.
She checks both barrels are loaded and, trembling, takes aim.
You need some help?
Now that you mention it. We'll take your weapons, your car keys, your ammunition.
And if you got it, sugar will stop.
What the fuck?
Wait, why are you guys doing this?
Well, better you make the mistake of trusting us than us make the mistake of trusting you.
Tallahassee gives them the finger.
Of course, the first hot girl in 1,000 miles shows up, makes me feel like an idiot, steals my double barrel, and then says I'm the one that can't be trusted.
The sisters drive away in the SUV.
Nice going, genius.
You're the one that gave her the gun.
Those guys were dumb.
Oh, avoid the vanity mirror.
Relax, okay? I just passed for a zombie. My gift for sure.
Do not say S-H-O-W-E-R, okay? Let's just get where we're going.
So do you think it's true?
Is what true?
You know about Pacific Playland?
Totally zombie free. Only place west of Waco. Trust me.
So he's on one of these serious Tour de France bikes, you know, with the, like the toe holds, right? And he's pedaling. And the zombie's head is like caught in the gear. You know, with the hair and the chain just like going around.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
But zombie kill of the week, no, sir. I saw this construction worker, I shit you not. He is on a steamroller and a zombie goes down in front of him. You ever roll a tube of toothpaste up from the bottom?
Yeah, I always roll it up from the bottom.
Yeah, well, zombie's head is the cap.
Wait, are you one of these guys that just tries to, like, one-up everybody else's story?
No. I knew a guy way worse at that than me.
All right, let's just try to find a car.
Oh, which reminds me, I never had headaches like this till your ass came on board. I mean, do what you want with a man, but do not fuck with his Cadillac.
Hey, there's a nice minivan.
Oh, you know something that is nice? That's a beautiful van.
Tallahassee firmly believes that you have to blow off steam in Zombieland or else you lose what's left of your mind. Well, if it makes him happy and keeps him from using that crowbar on me, then I say, hey, go ape shit.
I want my caddy back! Stupid little bitches! Oh, I think I pulled something. You think the two of us are smart enough to come up with a con like that?
Rule 18, limber up.
You hesitate. Is it better to be smart or lucky?
Look at what we got here.
An enormous bright yellow truck-like civilian Humvee.
Ho, 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 ho.
Tallahassee cautiously approaches the driver's side door. Inside, two disembodied hands grip the steering wheel. He tries to wrench one off.
Come on.
He straightens the middle finger at Columbus.
It's nice.
Smell the finger.
Rule 31, check the back seat. Columbus opens the zip of a home drawer and discovers that it's full of guns.
Thank God for rednecks. This is a really big truck, and these are really big guns.
Take your time.
Columbus waits in the passenger seat while Tallahassee empties a magazine into the air. He paints a large black number 3 onto each of the front doors, then a carport collapses as he reverses off the front yard and speeds away.
You know, they say he who seeks revenge should remember to dig 2 graves.
Right, 2 graves. One for the big chick, one for the little chick.
You are scary happy. Come on, why don't we just forget about those girls and head home?
Oh, you want to talk about home. For me, home was a puppy named Buck. Cutest dog ever.
Flashbacks to breakfasts, bath time, and playing outside.
All those fucking zombies. I lost them. And there ain't no getting them back, so I'm looking for a new home.
Tomorrow, maybe skinny dipping in the Yellowstone River, or swinging from the chandeliers in the Playboy Mansion. But today, a Vortex 6-fucking-liter V8, a box full of hollow points, and Lord willing, a GD Twinkie. Gotta enjoy the little things.
I hate to give credit to anyone who looks like Yosemite Sam, but I'm writing it down. Rule number 32, enjoy the little things.
The black SUV appears to have been abandoned across a road.
Go in them, it's a trap. Wait here. Drive down if I signal.
You're not gonna shoot them, are you?
Unless they shoot at me. Oh, let's hope they shoot at me.
He slings an enormous gun over his shoulder and saunters down the middle of the road. Painted on the side using the figure 3 as an E is the word HELP. Tallahassee looks in the open front window and checks the back seat. He looks underneath the vehicle, then straightens up. A check shirt is hanging from the open bonnet where steam is coming from the engine. He cups his hands to his mouth. Columbus pulls up in the Humvee.
Looks like they hoofed it. Probably headed west. Just drive slow, keep your eyes peeled. They're in the back, aren't they?
Just me.
I'm really sorry. She was like a crouching tiger.
You got taken hostage by a 12-year-old?
Well, girls mature faster than boys. She's way ahead of where I was at that age.
12's the new 20. Gun, please.
Like you would ever use that thing. Oh, kill me with my own gun!
All those violent video games. Thank you. Now honk your horn.
What?
Honk it!
Oh. That's your sister. That's my gun. Hello?
Wichita points the shotgun at him.
Bomber. Let's step away from the vehicle.
You get to ride shotgun.
Little Rock's in the back, sawn off, leveled at Tallahassee, while Columbus smiles in the passenger seat.
I kind of like this girl. She's not your typical hot, stuck-up bitch. Even before Zombieland, Wichita was running the table on guys like us.
At a Gas and Gold petrol station, a woman in a tight skirt is searching for something on her hands and knees. An employee nervously approaches her, unsure of where to look.
What are you looking for?
My engagement ring. I took it off to pump my gas, and I thought that I put it in my purse, but it must have fallen out. And I'm late for my flight, and I'm...
Listen, I'll find your ring, and I'll FedEx it to you.
I'll give you a reward.
That'd still be silly.
$3,000. It's worth more than my car.
Just give me your number. Yeah. I'll find it. Yeah, I'll start looking for it right now. Yeah, because I got nothing else to do. I was engaged once, but I'm single now. Bye. Hope you make your flight.
Wichita smiles and waves as she pulls away.
But I know it's around here somewhere. She's on a plane, that's the beauty of it.
Little Rock's found something.
Let me call you back. Hey, you found my ring! Thanks, I've been looking all over for it.
Your ring?
Well, it was my friend's. You know, I'm gonna send it to her.
Do I get a reward?
40, 60, 80, 400. That's it. That's the whole register. You made someone very happy.
You too.
Having handed over the ring and left with a handful of cash, Little Rock climbs into Wichita's car.
Nice. How many left?
Let me see.
A dozen rings.
Enough for us to get to California. Someday I want a ring this big.
For the low price of $30, sold.
It's amazing how far you can get with some costume jewelry and a cutthroat attitude. I guess we're just lucky they didn't leave us by the side of the road. Thank you, Wichita. Thanks, Little Rock.
Tallahassee grabs the sawn off. Wichita points a handgun at him.
Hey, for fuck's sake, enough already. We are being chased by ravenous freaks. We don't have enough problems. Oh, they stole my Hummer. We have trust issues. Well, get over it, okay? We can't just fucking drive down the road playing I Spy or some shit for 2 hours like four normal-ass Americans. Fuck me.
Whoa.
I know.
Let me be the mature one.
Good.
Tallahassee lowers his gun, and Wichita follows suit, looking sullen and shaking her head.
So, where are you guys headed?
Pacific Playland.
The amusement park?
Wait, outside L.A.?
Yeah, we went there as kids.
That place totally blows my mind. It's so fun. Just good entertainment for the whole family.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, no, actually, I went there as a kid, too. In fact, this probably counts as off-season.
Well, did you guys hear? There are no zombies there.
Yeah, we heard. You know what? I may not shoot you, but you have still royally pissed me off. And I'm not going to play with you at Pacific Playland.
Don't worry, he grows on you.
Really?
No, it's worse.
Okay, how about we play the quiet game? Yeah, starting now.
Oh, I've actually been meaning to ask you, did you hear anything about Columbus, Ohio?
You ever played the quiet game?
Sorry.
No? Well, they're playing it in Columbus, Ohio. It's a total ghost town. It's burned to the ground.
Tallahassee nudges her and nods meaningfully.
You're Columbus. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was...
I'm not sure what's more tragic. That my family is gone, or the realization that I never really had much of a family to begin with. Either way, I can't pretend that whatever I'm looking for, I'll find by going home. I have no home.
Well, we can get you a ride. You know, you can go see for yourself or settle somewhere new.
I could tell she knew what I was feeling. We were all orphans in Zombieland.
Evening falls as they motor down an empty country road. Tar and Columbus are awake.
I know this Pacific Playland thing is nuts, but it's just been so long since she got to be a kid.
Yeah, it's tough growing up in Zombieland.
It's tough growing up. You can take that truck.
She pulls over.
Well, I hope you find whoever it is you're looking for. And don't let go. Once you do.
Reluctantly, Columbus unclips his seatbelt, opens the door, and makes to get out of the car.
It wasn't just because I had nowhere else to go. It was because in that moment, it became clear. Wherever this girl was, that's where I wanted to be.
Closes the door, puts his seatbelt on, and settles back in his seat, all the while watching her face. She smiles as they pull away.
Man, we're gonna have to pull over soon. I'm feeling cooped up. Quantum your wampum. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, but what the hell are we doing?
Just humor him. Trust me.
They pull up at Kemosabe, a large, kitschy, Native American-themed gift shop.
So, hold up. Who wants to go first?
I really want to impress Wichita. But it would be in direct violation of Rule 17, maybe the most important rule of all. Don't be a hero. Why don't you take this one?
Don't mind if I do.
Tallahassee tabs a bell over the entrance, then hides behind the door. A zombie appears and sprints towards them, but at the last moment he shoots it in the head. Columbus goes for the double tap.
What do you think? Zombie kill of the week?
Close, but no cigar. Zombie kill of the week goes to Sister Cynthia Knickerbocker.
She ducks into a church as a piano falls on the chasing zombie.
Poor flat bastard.
In the gift shop, Columbus waves at Wichita, who's trying on a decorated wide-brimmed hat in front of a full-length mirror. She gives him a slight smile in return. He takes the stopper from a small glass bottle, sniffs, and dabs some of the contents on his wrist and throat.
Perfume?
What?
Is that perfume?
It's cologne.
I'm thinking Lancôme Magnifique.
Why don't you speak up a little? I think I might have missed it in Santa Fe.
Oh, my God. You're thinking about fucking Wichita. Hey, wish granted. She spent the last 24 hours fucking us both. Hey. Good luck now, Petunia.
He turns away, but Columbus grabs a bottle and sprays some perfume on the back of his head.
Okay. Let me begin my three-part apology by saying that I think you're a wonderful human with great potential.
But FYI, I beat wholesale ass for a lot less than that.
I'm sure.
You get 45% power.
Thank you.
He punches him.
Yeah. Come on, break another one.
Wichita's watching, so Columbus breaks a jug.
Nice.
Wichita joins in.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah. He kicks out and Little Rock's eyes light up. The group set about trashing the place, smashing glass baubles and display shelves. Little Rock runs through the store in a feathered headdress, while Columbus and Wichita overturn a large display of multicolored beads. Tallahassee swings a tomahawk, a spear, and a club. Shelves topple like dominoes.
Sometimes Tallahassee's right. You gotta enjoy the little things, even if that means destroying a whole lot of little things.
Smells like perfume.
You don't know who Willie Nelson is?
No.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, I shave every morning, but sometimes by like 4:30 I'll have a thing. I mean, I know it's called the 5 o'clock shadow, but sometimes I'll get it prematurely.
Since it's a freeway, you can get it up to like 65, but you don't want to go more than 75.
You don't want to go more than 20.
Don't worry about a blind spot. Blind spots are for other drivers.
It's like the first time that I've ever driven it.
So do you never strap in, or it's just on long road trips?
It's just, you know, there's zombies everywhere. I think the least of my worries is...
Yeah, that's true.
Seatbelts.
Yes, but no, she's not. She's not. She's only famous when she's Hannah Montana, when she's wearing the wig.
Okay, right.
Or so.
Columbus unclips his seatbelt.
It's kind of freeing.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, we were having fun. So even though it ran counter to our survival strategies, we decided to stay together as far as Pacific Playland.
They pass a sign reading, "Welcome to Los Angeles." With a high-rise downtown looming, they silently drive through a familiar post-apocalyptic urban wasteland. Tallahassee weaves between the abandoned cars that litter the streets as they leave the freeway. Columbus is wearing a wistful expression.
You know, I think sleep deprivation is like the number one health problem in America.
No, I think it might be number two.
Yeah, number two.
That's adorable. I'm just saying, I think we should find a place to crash.
Oh, I got an idea. We're in Hollywood. Let's sleep in style.
He pulls up outside Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Grab a map.
A discarded placard reads, "Maps to the Stars Homes."
Come on.
Zombies home in on Columbus and Wichita as they get out to grab a map, then jump back in the car. Later, on a boulevard lined with palm trees.
Looks like anyone who's ever been in a movie lives on this block.
What exactly do you think we're doing in the 90210, Sally?
Kind of picture Tom Cruise living somewhere nicer.
B-lister compared to who I got in mind, folks. We are going to the tippy top of the A-list.
Who?
Who?
You'll see.
He pulls into a driveway with elaborate initialed gates.
Hey, is the Big B at?
It ain't Bob Marley.
Whoa. This place is incredible.
Marble floors, ornate chandeliers, and a wide red carpeted staircase. On the wall is a Warhol-esque artwork of a young Bill Murray.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to La Mansion de Murray.
Bill Murray.
No way. This guy has a direct line to my funny bone.
Who's Bill Murray?
I've never hit a kid before. I mean, that's like asking who Gandhi is.
Who's Gandhi? She's 12.
A kitchen cupboard.
No Twinkies.
Shit, Bob!
See? I told you we should have gone to Russell Crowe's. No one listens to me.
Hello, inside voices, okay? At least until we know we're alone. Hey, Tallahassee, Wichita, why don't you take that way? Little Rock, come here.
Where do I get stuck with her?
They explore in pairs.
It doesn't seem to end. Hey, come here.
Whoa.
He has his own movie theater?
Whoa. Okay, I'm gonna teach you a little something about Bill Murray.
King slept right here.
Dibs on the bed.
Too soft for me anyway.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Oh, this is so exciting. You're about to learn who you're gonna call. Ghostbusters.
Little Rock looks unimpressed by his enthusiasm. Elsewhere, resting on a leopard print blanket on a four-poster bed, a hand twitches. A figure with long dank hair and golf shoes stands on the carpet, also animal print.
That's pretty catchy.
I ain't afraid of
no boots. Help me with the boots. Come on. Help me with the boots. Okay. I'll get them myself.
The figure walks slowly down a hallway. In a gilt-laden salon, Wichita's playing golf while Tallahassee dances in his socks. She swings hard, and a golf ball ricochets around the room and off his head. He looks up to see the gaunt figure stagger into the room, arms outstretched.
Bill Murray, you're a zombie.
She swings her club.
Ah! Ah! Oh, I'm on fire! Ouch!
You're not a zombie. You're talking. You're okay.
The hell I am.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was you. You.
Are you? What's with the getup?
Oh, I do it to blend in. You know, zombies don't mess with other zombies. Buddy of mine, makeup guy, showed me how to do this. Cornstarch. You know, some berries, a little licorice for the ladies. It suits my lifestyle. You know, I like to get out and do stuff. Just played 9 holes over Riviera. Just walked on. Nobody there. God damn it, Bill fucking Murray!
I had to get that out. I don't mean to gush. This is so surreal. I mean, you probably get this all the time. Maybe not lately, but I'm such a huge fan of yours. I mean, I swear, you know, I've seen every one of your movies a million times, and I even love your dramatic roles and just everything. 6 people left in the world. One of them is Bill fucking Murray. I know that's not your middle name. I've been watching you since I was like, since I could masturbate. I mean, not that they're connected.
Now, former Queen Sheber about to become a Masters champion.
Well, that's why we do it.
I love you, Bill. I love you. Thank you.
You are staring at me. It's a hairpiece.
I'm sorry. No, it's just that you look remarkably like Eddie Van Halen.
I just saw Eddie Van Halen.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where?
The Hollywood Bowl.
I mean, how was it?
He's a zombie.
Oh, it's a tough break.
Yeah. So, how about a little West Coast hospitality? Can I get you something? What would you like?
Wichita and Tallahassee partake of the cannabis Bill has lit in a shisha pipe.
Smooth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hurry. Hurry, he's on the ceiling. Come get him. Oh, well,
light him up, Ray! See you on the other side, Pete.
Oh, he's so disgusting.
Like, I'm about to scream! I don't want to cry!
They look at their vacuum cleaners as the lights flicker.
35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
Your sister is single, right? There's nothing on distance or anything.
No.
Oh, good. Good. And if she had, like a type, you know, if you can have a type, what would that be?
She kind of goes for, like, bad boys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He tips over their popcorn.
Oh, what?
So Columbus is the scared one?
Yeah. He's like a little bunny.
I'll get him.
Bill puts on his wig.
What's this?
They laugh as he staggers into the home cinema.
No! No, it's okay. It's okay. I got him.
Is that how you say hello? Where you come from?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can't believe I shot Bill Murray.
Mr. Murray.
Bill, I think now.
Bill?
Yeah?
I don't think we're going to be able to stitch this.
That's still tender.
You think you might pull through?
No.
If it means anything now, I am so sorry. It's just instinctive.
It's my bad. I was never a very good practical joker.
So do you have any regrets?
Garfield, maybe?
They nod understandingly. Tallahassee looks up, confused.
Sorry, it just gets me. But it still is sad.
Okay. Having wrapped Bill's body in a sheet, they struggle to get him out onto a balcony, then unceremoniously drop him on the floor. Oh. A gun salute.
Sorry. One second. That's a double barrel.
Three, 2, 1.
They tip him off.
You guys want some Purell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Around the horn.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, free parking.
Yeah.
Which coincidentally is the best thing about Zombieland.
No. Best thing about Zealand? No Facebook status updates. You know, Rob Curtis is gearing up for Friday. Who cares?
Well, the best thing is no more flushing. Epic.
And the worst thing about Zealand?
You mean other than the fact that I shot Bill Murray?
That's easy. Losing Buck.
That's his puppy.
I'll tell you, I never thought I could love anything like Buck. Just the day he was born, I just lost my mind.
Sorry.
We were two peas. He had my personality, my laugh, my appetite.
Laugh? And that's when it hit me. I felt so ashamed that it had taken me this long. Me, with the best cardio in the business, to realize I wasn't the only one running from something.
In a flashback, Tallahassee serves breakfast to a blonde-haired boy.
Oh, there he is. There you go. Oh, you like dessert?
He's giving the boy a bubble bath and playing outside.
made this wallet together out of duct tape.
He shows them photos of the boy.
Take away a man's son, you've truly given him nothing left to lose.
Columbus reaches out a hand in comfort.
I haven't cried like that since Titanic.
He dries his eyes with a handful of paper money. Later, Tallahassee is shooting ornaments.
Hi.
Little Rock lies down next to him. She takes aim. She sighs, exasperated.
A hint?
Why don't you exhale slowly and squeeze the trigger?
She grins and he nods. Inside, Wichita watches Columbus straighten a picture. He turns to see her holding a bottle of wine, showing it off like a model. He fastidiously straightens up an ornament on a dresser.
Don't make me drink alone.
Okay.
They recline on some ornate furniture and drink from the bottle.
It's a 1997 Georges. I never took French. Georges de La Tour. I don't know.
It's a 97?
Yeah. Was that a good year?
Oh my God. It was a great year. Are you kidding me? I saw my first R-rated movie that year. Yeah, Anaconda.
Ah, Anaconda.
First tattoo, porpoise.
Really?
Fake.
Oh.
First kiss, Scotty Lynch.
You guys use tongue?
Maybe. You jealous of Scotty Lynch?
Yes, I am. Actually, I think I'm jealous of your whole 1997. Let's see, mine, first orthodontist. The bastard gave me headgear. Yeah, I got my first bee.
Oh, no.
Frightening as Anaconda. Wood shop, which doesn't really count as a class anyway. I had my first school dance. Oh, thank you. It was Sadie Hawkins, so girl's choice.
Oh. What, nobody picked you?
It was girl's choice.
Those bitches.
I know.
No, I will not stand for this. No. You know what? On behalf of all the eighth grade girls, I would like to make it up to you. Relax. Scotty's old news.
She takes him by the hand and drags him to his feet. Standing close to him, she puts her arms around his neck and he awkwardly places his hands on her shoulders. She shimmies until he moves them lower. They start to dance, swaying slowly side to side.
For the very first time, there's no words to be found.
They draw each other closer.
I don't even know your name, but this was actually really nice.
You know, between you, me, and what about Bob? You're actually kind of cute.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, you get the guts of a guppy, but I could hit that.
Really?
Or at least give you the intentional walk to first.
He swallows and closes his eyes as she moves in for a kiss.
Hey, a little help moving the couch? Making a fort.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Right.
Because I like you, Columbus, but my sister and I are going to do whatever it takes to survive, so.
It's a beautiful sunny day.
I was hoping Wichita was just playing hard to get, but I realized that she had more trust issues than I did when I woke up the next day and she was leaving.
The men watched the Hummer squeal away.
You were like a giant cock-blocking robot, like developed in a secret fucking government lab.
Hey.
I can't believe I almost kissed him. What's our rule?
Trust no one, just you and me.
Just you and me.
Yeah. You and me.
Driving along a deserted road, the tops of roller coasters are visible above a tree line. Evening is drawing in when they pull into a parking lot.
You have just survived the zombie apocalypse and drove halfway across the country. Where are you gonna go?
I'm going to Pacific Playland! Woo!
They drive through the car park, then stop behind a barred, closed gate. The roller coasters and Ferris wheel beyond have been cast into silhouettes by the setting sun. Wichita looks at her sister, then pushes against the gates.
Open sesame.
They make their way into the seemingly abandoned park. At Bill's house.
This is the problem with getting attached to someone. When they leave you, you just feel lost. Having Tallahassee around didn't comfort me. It just made me feel more alone.
Hey, you weren't exactly gonna score anyway. You know, you weren't storming the trenches before I came along. It's why I don't let people close. You only get burned.
You don't say.
Mexico. You know what they call Twinkies in Mexico? Los Submarinos. That's where I'm headed, amigo.
Whatever.
Pointing a gun and torch, Wichita approaches a door. Inside, there's a row of electrical boxes and heavy switches. She throws them in sequence and the power comes on. Everything around is brightly lit as rides start up and illuminations sparkle. The sisters smile at each other. A short distance away, a group of four zombies notice the bolts and sounds and begin to stagger towards the amusement park. More of the undead from the nearby town are also attracted by the spectacle. On an Egyptian-themed pirate ship ride.
Oh my God!
They giggle and squeal, oblivious to the dozens of zombies descending on the park and hauling themselves up and over the perimeter fence.
Oh no.
I'm going after Wichita.
Look, you ever read that book, she's just not that into you? You can't make yourself too available.
I don't care, right? I want to be with her. Have fun in Mexico.
Wichita and Little Rock are running from the horde.
Come on, hurry!
They reach the Humvee, Wichita firing repeatedly, and both scramble inside.
Come on, go! Go, go!
A zombie breaks a window and grabs at Little Rock. Wichita finally manages to start the car. She drives away with zombies hanging from the roof.
The count of three. One, two, three.
They open the doors and tumble out. The car crashes through a storm and into a lake, taking the zombies with it.
You okay? Come on, hurry, get up. Come on, let's go.
more zombies.
There!
An imposing vertical tower. As they run, Wichita keeps firing into the crowd of pursuing zombies.
Well, I'm not great at farewell, so that'll do, Pig.
That's the worst goodbye I've ever heard. And you stole it from a movie.
Tell the ladies I said hey.
You know, their pictures were in someone's wallet, too.
Columbus straps on a helmet and kickstarts a huge, low-slung motorbike. Tallahassee watches him pull out onto the driveway, then almost immediately he loses control of the bike and very slowly crashes into a hedge. Tallahassee climbs into a black SUV, and as Columbus recovers, he pulls up alongside him.
Hop in the car, Evel Knievel. Let's go ride the roller coaster.
Thanks.
Columbus gets in the passenger seat. At the base of the blast-off tower.
Go!
Wichita hits the power button and they strap themselves in. They shoot onrushing zombies while they wait for blast-off. The ride launches them vertically into the night sky, and they watch as dozens of zombies gather around the foot of the ride, clawing their hands at the air. They pause for a moment at the top of the tower, then slowly descend towards the writhing mass. They're stuck fast in their safety harnesses as the ride gradually slides down the tower. Hands grasp and flail, and one zombie grabs hold of Little Rock's foot. Suddenly, the ride launches them upwards again, and the zombie falls away. They pause at the top.
Not as fun as I remember.
The ride begins to descend all over again.
Shoot the control box!
Little Rock takes aim, but only hits a zombie. She exhales. The control box sparks and flares, and the ride stops. The men pull up in the car park, and Tallahassee surveys the scene.
Columbus?
Tallahassee?
I think they might actually require our assistance this time.
Buckle up.
Yep, I'm way ahead of you.
Time to nut up or shut up.
Holy shit.
He puts the car in a skid and fires through the open window. He turns tightly on the spot, driving over some fallen zombies, one of whom is squelched by a tire. The car stops, reverses back over them, and drives forward, bumping over the bodies once more. Rule two, double tap. Tallahassee continues through the park.
My mama always told me, someday I'd be good at something. Who'd have guessed that something be zombie killing?
Probably nobody.
Look!
We better start working on our apology.
Tallahassee parks the car and the men climb out. Columbus rushes to the lake, where the yellow Humvee is partially submerged.
Oh, no. No.
Tallahassee arranges their weapons on the car bonnet.
Hey! Hey! Ohio! Hey!
Oh, my God.
Hey!
Columbus smiles.
Hey, they're up there. They're okay.
What are you waiting for? It's your gal.
Come on! Come get a piece of Tallahassee! Anybody hungry? Tallahassee nice this time of year! Come on! Come on, you ugly bastard!
The two sisters watch as the zombies leave their tower, distracted by the new temptation. Tallahassee tosses away his air horn and faces the zombies, toting a huge machine gun.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Tallahassee grabs onto the harness of a ride as it passes overhead. With his free hand, he fires at the zombies while the ride spins him round in a wide circle. Columbus is fighting his way towards the tower, but is forced to duck into a haunted house.
Motherfucker!
A zombie chases him inside, but is grabbed by a monstrous prosthetic claw that springs from the wall. Columbus shoots, and the zombie is dragged back into the wall. Zombies are climbing the tower. Wichita fires, and a zombie falls, adding to the collection of gruesome splatters on the ground.
Shit, I'm out of shells.
Bingo.
Tallahassee's made his way onto a roller coaster, and when one of the cars pulls up alongside him, he climbs in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The car zooms along the tracks, and he fires as zombies appear in front of him, then shoots one who jumps into the back of the car.
Here we go.
Columbus is creeping through the haunted house. He tries to ignore the animatronics and special effects. A real zombie leaps on him, and his shot sends her flying back, then she collapses beside him. A zombie's nearly reached the sisters. Realizing they're out of ammo, they look down helplessly at his grisly features. Tallahassee's made his way off the roller coaster and takes out a checked shirt zombie before vaulting into a small gift booth. He closes the cage security shutters, clears a counter so he can arrange his ammunition, and with a gun in each hand and shelves of stuffed toys behind him, he prepares to take on the horde of zombies closing in on him. Fires through the gaps in the shutters at the seething mass of zombies swamping his booth from all sides. A glass pane in the door is smashed and he kills the zombie trying to get through. In slow motion, he ejects the spent magazines of his handguns and slams them down on the counter to reload them. Meanwhile, Columbus sprints towards the tower ride and Wichita kicks out at the climbing zombie. Soft toys fall around Tallahassee as he fires in every direction. Columbus leaps a barrier and times his run under a ride so that a swinging pendulum catches the chasing zombies and carries them off. Wichita succeeds in fighting off the climbing zombie with the butt of her gun. Surrounded by piles of inert zombies, Tallahassee spins his guns on his fingers and kisses a barrel. Columbus reaches the blast-off tower.
Oh, oh shit.
Wichita! Little
Rock! Another climbing zombie.
Oh my god. Look at this fucking clown.
A zombie clown.
Of course. It had to be a clown. Fuck. No, it had to be a clown. And it had to be Wichita for me to finally understand that some rules are made to be broken.
Rule 17, be a hero.
Time to nut up or shut up. Fuck this clown.
He swings the mallet from a test your strength machine, walloping the clown in the stomach, then brings it smashing down on his red shiny nose. The climbing zombie has nearly reached the stranded sisters. Columbus hits a button on the control box, but nothing happens. He throws a lever-marked emergency brake, and the ride rapidly descends, sending the zombie plummeting to the ground. After a sudden plunge, the ride comes to a gentle halt. Columbus helps Wichita and Little Rock out of their harnesses.
Thanks.
Hey, get your gun. Here you go. Hey. Okay.
Wichita gives him a grateful hug, pulls away for a moment, then leans back in to whisper in his ear.
Krista.
He reaches out a hand to gently brush her hair behind her ear. They share a tender, heartfelt kiss. Breaking off, she looks at him, then smiles. Little Rock is watching on, shaking her head.
Okay, should probably head out. Now.
Tallahassee is standing on top of his booth.
Finally got the first base. Not bad for that scrawny little spitfuck.
The rides continue to swoop and flash around them.
Where's Florida?
A sign reads, Fried Twinkies.
Have a little hunch.
Where are you, you spongy, yellow, delicious bastards? Where are you?
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
False advertising!
Jesus Christ. You want a snowball or something?
Columbus fired at the noise. Warily, Tallahassee reaches through a doorway to switch on a light.
Ah!
Rats scamper out of a small storeroom. They find a cardboard box with a large hole blasted out of the side.
Oh, God.
Tallahassee pulls out a tangled handful of cake and cream.
Words cannot express.
Stisha.
Do you think you can maybe just pick out the buckshot? Just kind of eat around it? Okay.
No! No! No!
That face? That's me realizing that those smart girls in that big black truck and that big guy in that snakeskin jacket, they were the closest to something I'd always wanted, but never really had. A family. I trusted them and they trusted me.
Little Rock throws something.
Rule number 32. Enjoy the little things. Tallahassee got his Twinkie. And even though life would never be simple or innocent again, as he savored that spongy yellow log of cream, we had hope. We had each other. And without other people, well, you might as well be a zombie. Thank you so much.
You had us going.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That was very funny. So until next time, remember, cardio, seatbelts, and this really has nothing to do with anything, but a little sunscreen never hurt anybody. I'm Columbus, Ohio, from Zombieland, saying good night.
Wichita slams a car door into a staggering zombie as they drive away.
Just fucking wealthy on my best intentions, ignoring any
In the words of the immortal Jean-Paul Sartre, just give me a little hint.
In the words of the immortal philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, au revoir, good friend.
Okay.